A question that I quite often get asked is about the timing for a stone setting, or what the Americans would call an unveiling ceremony, when the Matseva is consecrated at the site of a grave. And people often want to know when is the optimum time to have it. Should they have it before the Yud Beit Chodesh is up, after Yud Beit Chodesh is up? When's the best time to have it? So this isn't actually discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeh, Shin Ayin Vav, says that the minhag is that you don't put the Matseva up until the end of the 12 months of Avelut. And he gives two possible reasons. One is because of Chashivut, that having the Matseva on the grave is a form of kavod and respect to the Niftar, and sort of elevates the status of the deceased. And during the Yud Beit Chodesh, the Niftar is in tsar, is in a state of spiritual distress, because it's the time of judgment for those who've passed on, and therefore it's not appropriate to put it up during the first 12 months. Or he says the reason is because of shichacha, so that the deceased person shouldn't be forgotten. And he says that a person isn't forgotten during the first 12 months, so therefore there's no need to have the matseva up then. So presumably there is actually enough kamina between these two explanations as to whether one can put it up before the end of the Yud Beit Chodesh. If the reason is because of chashivut, then presumably it shouldn't be put up during the Yud Beit Chodesh. Whereas if it's because of shichacha, simply means that it's not necessary to put it up before the end of the Yud Beit Chodesh. But if you do, so it's not such an issue. However, the poskim do bring down the view of the Arizal, which was that you should try and get the Matseva up as soon as possible, definitely at the end of the Shloshim, and even if possible, at the end of the Shiva. So, bearing in mind the view of the Arizal, it would seem that even people who don't rush to put it up in the Shloshim or the Shiva, there still wouldn't be a problem of putting it up within the Yud Beit Chodesh. So that might be machria in terms of the two opinions in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The minhag generally in Chutz La'aretz is to certainly not to put it up at the end of Shloshim, is in theory to wait till the end of Yud Beit Chodesh, but often it doesn't work like that. Often people put it up, they want to get it up before the Chagim, or they want to have it in the summer rather than waiting for the winter, because there's a bigger chance of it being a rainy day in the winter, or when people are coming from abroad and all the family can be together, etc., etc. But in principle, the minhag is to put it up at the end of the year of Avelut. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is to put it up at the end of Shloshim. And some communities in Yerushalayim do have the minhag to put it up at the end of Shiva. Question also, which comes up from time to time, this person will ask me, are they allowed to have a Hakamat Matseva ceremony on Rosh Chodesh or on Chanukah, a time like that? So the answer to that question is, in principle, it's permissible. Just to stand at the graveside and say Tehillim shouldn't be a problem in itself. The major problem here is one of saying Hesped. On Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, you're not allowed to say a Hesped, and usually there's some sort of eulogy at a stone setting ceremony. So that would be the problem. Dayan Weiss has a tshuva on this subject in Minchat Yitzchak, Chelek Gimel Siman Nun Aleph, where he points out that even if you're not giving a proper hesped, and nevertheless, even reading out the inscription on the tombstone is problematic, because that itself counts as a hesped. It describes the ma'alot, the attributes of the deceased, and the loss that's felt, and therefore you're not allowed to read that out on Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh. I would suggest it might depend on what is written on the Hesped. If indeed it's so, what is written on the tombstone? If indeed it is written, a 10-line tribute, then it could well be a problem. As if it just says, here lies Pinchas Cohen, that's a beloved father and grandfather, sorely missed by us all. So then I think it probably wouldn't count as a hesped in that regard, and would be permissible. In any event, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igrot Moshe, Yoredeh Chelek Dalet Siman Samach Aleph, where he says that this whole notion of having a stone setting ceremony is quite an innovation. He says that in Europe, he was never aware of such a thing when he was a Rav there. Simply at the end of the Yud Beit Chodesh, the Shamas of the Chevra Kadisha would go to the cemetery and put up the tombstone. He said if it was wood, then he'd do it by himself. If it was stone, he'd get a couple of people to help him. Didn't matter if they were Jewish, not Jewish, and they put it up, and that's done. So the notion of having a whole ceremony, you know, isn't necessary. There's no traditional ceremony of putting up a tombstone. We do have ceremonies that we use, but they're invented ceremonies because it's become a custom. And I'm not suggesting that people shouldn't do this. Certainly, if you didn't have any sort of ceremony, it might be interpreted as a desire unto the mate. But certainly, it would be, you know, if there's going to be a Hesped or the like, one shouldn't have it on Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah. Adkan.